Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés, angol, középfok, B2 szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B2, középfok, első feladat.
Incentives for prisons. Good morning. In today's program, we are going to hear about some new incentives for prisoners to get back to work and practice their faith. Here with me is Paul Cavendish, Governor of Lyndhurst Prison, East Manchester. Mr. Cavendish, could you tell me how you deal with the inmates and prison life in general?
Well, fortunately, I come from a Christian background, and so I draw strength from the Bible. And one of the most relevant stories for my work is the parable of the talents. I believe it is a sin to waste your talent. Everyone should do their best, whether he be Christian, Jew or Muslim. There are 600 offenders and 600 staff. Both have spiritual needs, and staff can't always make it to church or the prison chapel. And so we have prayer groups, Bible study classes and even a choir.
Could you tell me how many chaplains you have?
At Lyndhurst there are 3 full-time chaplains. Catholic, Anglican and Muslim, and regular visits are made by representatives of the Free Church, Judaism and Sikhism.
And what are their roles?
Well, a good chaplain should get prisoners to look at their life from a spiritual angle, and to realise that God loves them and can help them. But of course, all Christians have to repent from their sins. You can't step forward in life unless you say sorry and wish to change your attitude and behaviour.
Are there incentives for prisoners who would like to go back to work when they are released?
Yes, nowadays we've just linked up with Vauxhall Cars and they send trained mechanics to do a workshop 5 times a week. And of course there are charity organisations who teach social skills on a regular basis.
And what is the most significant thing that has happened in the last year at Lyndhurst?
Well, apart from the new car mechanic workshop, I'd have to say the formation of the choir. Christian hymns are so wonderful, and many of them refer to prisoners being set free. To praise and worship is a great way of overcoming sorrow. As everyone knows, it's not always easy being in prison.
Well, that's all for today, and thank you to Paul Cavendish.
Thank you.
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
Incentives for prisons. Good morning. In today's program, we are going to hear about some new incentives for prisoners to get back to work and practice their faith. Here with me is Paul Cavendish, Governor of Lyndhurst Prison, East Manchester. Mr. Cavendish, could you tell me how you deal with the inmates and prison life in general?
Well, fortunately, I come from a Christian background, and so I draw strength from the Bible. And one of the most relevant stories for my work is the parable of the talents. I believe it is a sin to waste your talent. Everyone should do their best, whether he be Christian, Jew or Muslim. There are 600 offenders and 600 staff. both have spiritual needs, and staff can't always make it to church or the prison chapel. And so we have prayer groups, Bible study classes, and even a choir.
Could you tell me how many chaplains you have?
At Lyndhurst, there are 3 full-time chaplains, Catholic, Anglican, and Muslim. And regular visits are made by representatives of the Free Church, Judaism, and Sikhism.
And what are their roles?
Well, a good chaplain should get prisoners to look at their life from a spiritual angle, and to realise that God loves them and can help them. But of course, all Christians have to repent from their sins. You can't step forward in life unless you say sorry and wish to change your attitude and behaviour.
Are there incentives for prisoners who would like to go back to work when they are released?
Yes. Nowadays, we've just linked up with Vauxhall Cars and they send trained mechanics to do a workshop 5 times a week. And of course, there are charity organisations who teach social skills on a regular basis.
And what is the most significant thing that has happened in the last year at Lyndhurst?
Well, apart from the new car mechanic workshop, I'd have to say the formation of the choir. Christian hymns are so wonderful, and many of them refer to prisoners being set free. To praise and worship is a great way of overcoming sorrow. As everyone knows, it's not always easy being in prison.
Well, that's all for today, and thank you to Paul Cavendish.
Thank you.
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B2, középfok, második feladat.
The Christian year. The Christian year is divided up with events which remind us of the life of Jesus. It begins with the season of Advent at the very end of November, which is a period of preparation for the coming of Christ, and then moves through the story of the life to the important focus of Holy Week and Easter. After celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the story focuses on the founding of the Church itself, with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, before settling down for a period of teaching and consolidation of the faith during the weeks of Trinity. Some festivals, like Christmas Day, happen on the same date every year, while others move around within a range of dates.
Why are some of the Christian festivals not on the same date each year? The reason is because the Christian calendar grew out of 2 other calendars, the Jewish and the Roman. In the distant past, the Jews were a nomadic, wandering people. As they often travelled at night, the moon was of great importance to them, and they based their calendar on its phases. The first great Christian festivals came from Jewish ones. The Christian church grew and expanded under the Roman Empire, which followed a calendar controlled by the sun. When the church began to introduce festivals on its very own, not based on the Jews, they fixed them on dates already in the Roman calendar. The Christian calendar is a dual one, with fixed feasts based on the Roman solar calendar and movable ones based on the Jewish lunar calendar.
Easter. Easter always falls on the first Sunday following a full moon, after or on the spring equinox, which is March 21st. It is the season in which Christians remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. It is the most important festival in the Christian year. Jesus' resurrection is at the centre of the Christian faith. Jesus died for the sins of humanity, and by coming back to life promises eternal life for all those who believe in him. Pentecost.
Pentecost is a major festival in the Christian church. It is celebrated on the Sunday, which falls on the 50th day after the Easter festival. The name Pentecost comes from a Greek word which means 50th. Pentecost celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit in the form of flames to the followers of Jesus, as recorded in the New Testament.
Vegye elő a második számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
The Christian year. The Christian year is divided up with events which remind us of the life of Jesus. It begins with the season of Advent at the very end of November, which is a period of preparation for the coming of Christ, and then moves through the story of the life to the important focus of Holy Week and Easter. After celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the story focuses on the founding of the church itself, with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, before settling down for a period of teaching and consolidation of the faith during the weeks of Trinity. Some festivals, like Christmas Day, happen on the same date every year, while others move around within a range of dates.
Why are some of the Christian festivals not on the same date each year? The reason is because the Christian calendar grew out of two other calendars, the Jewish and the Roman. In the distant past, the Jews were a nomadic, wandering people. As they often travelled at night, the moon was of great importance to them, and they based their calendar on its phases. The first great Christian festivals came from Jewish ones. The Christian church grew and expanded under the Roman Empire, which followed a calendar controlled by the sun. When the church began to introduce festivals on its very own, not based on the Jews, they fixed them on dates already in the Roman calendar. The Christian calendar is a dual one, with fixed feasts based on the Roman solar calendar and movable ones based on the Jewish lunar calendar.
Easter. Easter always falls on the first Sunday following a full moon, after or on the spring equinox, which is March 21st. It is the season in which Christians remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. It is the most important festival in the Christian year. Jesus' resurrection is at the centre of the Christian faith. Jesus died for the sins of humanity, and by coming back to life promises eternal life for all those who believe in him. Pentecost.
Pentecost is a major festival in the Christian church. It is celebrated on the Sunday, which falls on the 50th day after the Easter festival. The name Pentecost comes from a Greek word which means 50th. Pentecost celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit in the form of flames to the followers of Jesus, as recorded in the New Testament.
The Christian year. The Christian year is divided up with events which remind us of the life of Jesus. It begins with the season of Advent at the very end of November, which is a period of preparation for the coming of Christ, and then moves through the story of the life to the important focus of Holy Week and Easter. After celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the story focuses on the founding of the church itself, with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, before settling down for a period of teaching and consolidation of the faith during the weeks of Trinity. Some festivals, like Christmas Day, happen on the same date every year, while others move around within a range of dates.
Why are some of the Christian festivals not on the same date each year? The reason is because the Christian calendar grew out of two other calendars, the Jewish and the Roman. In the distant past, the Jews were a nomadic, wandering people. As they often travelled at night, the moon was of great importance to them, and they based their calendar on its phases. The first great Christian festivals came from Jewish ones. The Christian church grew and expanded under the Roman Empire, which followed a calendar controlled by the sun. When the church began to introduce festivals on its very own, not based on the Jews, they fixed them on dates already in the Roman calendar. The Christian calendar is a dual one, with fixed feasts based on the Roman solar calendar and movable ones based on the Jewish lunar calendar.
Easter. Easter always falls on the first Sunday following a full moon, after or on the spring equinox, which is March 21st. It is the season in which Christians remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. Is the most important festival in the Christian year. Jesus' resurrection is at the centre of the Christian faith. Jesus died for the sins of humanity, and by coming back to life promises eternal life for all those who believe in him. Pentecost.
Pentecost is a major festival in the Christian church. It is celebrated on the Sunday, which falls on the 50th day after the Easter festival. The name Pentecost comes from a Greek word which means 50th. Pentecost celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit in the form of flames to the followers of Jesus, as recorded in the New Testament.
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.